Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, Matt Dyson is once again playing his sick and twisted games. Somebody is breaking a world record here, but can we work out what they're doing? All will be revealed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Beverage in hand or hand on the steering wheel, wherever you are right now, it's time to focus in on the dulcet tones of Matt Dyson because it's time for the social ammunition.
Yes.
Matt, at 12 minutes past seven on Tuesday the 7th of January 2025, what is going on out there?
Well, another crazy-sounding world record has gone viral from our friends at Guinness World Records. Remember Mark and his lovely blazer who came into the studios last year. So can you guess what's going on in this bizarre world record attempt that was successful? Here's the audio from it. Some of it's in slow-mo, by the way.
Any thoughts, Emma?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it put the world record for putting your hand over the head end of a Hoover tube whilst listening to the incidental music from the repair shop?
He did it 50 times in 1 minute. It's amazing, isn't it? No, it's not. It is a man slicing cucumbers in half with playing cards. He throws them through the air. The cucumbers are all dangling from metal bars.
Oh, what, like Death Stars?
Yeah. He throws them like Death Stars, and they go straight through the cucumber and chop them in half. He did 41 in the space of a minute.
It sounds like one of those itchy beard school playground lies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
My mate can do that. He gets a car and he throws it and it cuts the cucumber in half. I saw it with my own eyes. My uncle did it.
Well, Zhang Yizhou from China can do it, and there's video footage of it. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. He also did, while he was there, throwing playing cards around. He did 29. He lit 29 matches with playing cards as well, which is a great trick to do down the pub.
Oh, he threw them
he
at
throws
the...
throws them at wow. the matches and lights them.
Down the pub.
It's amazing.
How are the cucumbers lined up, as you said, they're hanging from the
downwards,
ceiling.
Yeah,
so like those sort of like metal sheet doors. So it's like a vegan abattoir. The doors.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
He's
getting them ready for butchery. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it's amazing. I'll share the video for you as well. And then what's also amazing is another clip from the Social Ammo Staples. There, I ruined it.
Okay.
This has been shared with me many, many times. It's two core absolute radio artists thrown together in a surprisingly good way. I think you'll find.
Well, that's Coldplay, obviously.
Do you have the time
to
listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once, all at once?
Oh, yes. It's good, isn't it?
Which set of fans are least happy with this? I think it's probably Green Day.
Yeah, I think it's Green Day. Basket Case by Green Day with Viva La Vida by Coldplay. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be singing along with it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Throughout 2024, the other thing that mattered a great deal, admittedly from time to time, was the tattoo map of the UK. So we went about charting where certain types of tattoos are most popular around the United Kingdom.
What a journey it was.
What a journey it was. The TV rights have been bought by Channel 5. It's coming later this year. So we went on this journey together to talk about, have you got a tattoo of a food or drink type? Have you just got what can only be described as an awful tattoo? What about vehicles, any mode of transport tattooed anywhere on your body? What about brands? You know, what about... So we met someone who had the Airbnb.
Oh, yeah,
logo tattooed on their body. We're about to hear from them in a moment. And celebrities, have you got a celeb in any shape or form tattooed somewhere on your body? And as Matt said, and rightly so, it was quite the journey. Ross, this is one of the most remarkable messages I think I've ever received in my entire career as a radio presenter. Understand. Which part of your body is it on?
On my right bum cheek.
It's on your right bum cheek. And please, Ross, tell everybody what it is.
Scott, your toast is ready.
Scott. forgot your toast is ready is tattooed on the right buttock of our listener, Ross.
And I was in my village for the boys, and I just decided to get that tattooed in there. I can't remember it, like, I was getting intoxicated, to be honest.
So, what have you got, Claire?
Well, I can pretty much trump you because I've got a Care Bear on my back.
Oh! On your back as well! Have you ever been tempted to get it, you know, covered over or removed?
I have tried to get it covered over, and when I first moved to Southend, there were quite a few tattooists, and I went into several of them and said, you know, what can you do with this?
And they said nothing.
And basically, four different tattooists said absolutely nothing.
No!
They were
We can't improve on that. Chris, welcome to the show. Chris is in Burnley, and let me tell you, I'm privy to what he's got going on his body. He's like a walking Times Square. Yeah. Okay, Chris.
He's like an F1 driver.
He is.
I've got the Lacoste Crocodile bag. I've got a can of Cherry Pepsi Max.
Good choice again.
I actually got Carlin Premier as well. Sorry.
So, thank you once again to listeners Ross, Claire and Chris, who we just heard from there, all part of the tattoo map of the UK. And for the first time in 2025, we go again. And this morning, I want to hear from you if you have, I'm going to call it regrettable quotes. And when it comes to this, if you show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Oh, yes.
Later on in the show. Regrettable quotes. So this is passages of text. Maybe it was a piece of a poem. Maybe it's song lyrics. Have you got Cuckoo Cuckoo tattooed on your lower back? Did you see an affirmation on Instagram and think, yeah, I want that tattooed on my forehead. Yeah, that's for me. That's what I need right now. Whatever it may be, if it fits into that, please do join our tattoo map of the UK. Get in touch right now. The number is 81215. Or if you want to, and you're over 16, which you should be to be tattooed anyway.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time for radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. Can you match five simple little words with a member of the Breakfast Show team to secure yourself £5,000? Hoping to do that is Nicola. Hello, Nicola.
Morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Nicola. Welcome to the show. Nicola loves Absolute Radio 90s, resides in Cheshire, is a veterinary nurse. So, Nicola, before we talk five words, £5,000, over the years, whenever we've had one of our wildly lovable listeners who is a pet owner, particularly canine owner, on the show, we always ask the big question, which is,
how much does your dog weigh?
As a veterinary nurse, you've actually weighed dogs, something, whilst we've been asking the question for many years, we've never physically done. So, are there particular breeds of dog that are difficult to weigh more than others, say?
Yeah, probably the really big ones that are like 80 kilos and they don't want to get on the scales.
80 kg. What do you do? Do you like entice them in with a little snack and then they kind of climb up?
Yeah.
That's how I get Matt in bed. but we thought it might be the little, we thought you might think it'd be the big 80 kg beasts, but maybe the little chihuahuas running around. Little shih tzu on there. Difficult to get them on the scale. They're easy, okay. Well, at least now, team, we know the techers going forward. So let's talk five words, £5,000, shall we? Which member of the team would you most like to play alongside this morning? Who would you like in your corner?
Emma.
You'd like Emma Jones. Well, let's spin the random player generator and see if you get an M.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free
It'll be
choice.
Glenn.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn.
Glenn.
Glenn
Moore. Glenn.
Matt.
Oh! Okay. Come on, you.
Where's my treat?
Where's the treat? There you go. Let me throw that stick over there. And he's gone. And he's gone.
That was really sinister.
No one needed to witness us do that. Oh, wow. Okay. Nicola, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the first word you think Matt Dyson is going to give, because shortly he'll be back in the studio and I will be giving him the exact same five words. Match them all, win the money. Good luck.
Thank you.
Your first word today is new. N-E-W, new.
Old.
Mm-hmm. Peanut.
Butter.
Rain, R-A-I-N, rain.
coat.
January.
February.
Yeah. And finally, the word. Glasses.
Reading.
Oh, straight in there with the opposite. Well, not the opposite, but you know what I mean? The previous. Other way around.
Yeah. The previous?
Have we got a word for that? Is it? Yeah. I like it. The precursor.
Mm. Precursor. Nicola, well done. I think the team agree that's a good set of words.
Yeah.
We like that?
Thank you.
They are locked in regardless. Stay right there. Matt Dyson is going to fetch that stick and run back to me.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Here we go. It is time for 5 words, 5 grand. We have Nicola on the line. Matt Dyson has come back into the studio. Mm-hmm. Matt, we touched on this morning around 6:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. I think it's only fair to Nicola that you put on your lucky Nottingham Forest bobble hat.
Oh, really?
For this.
Yeah, that's true. That's
it could just tip it over the line, couldn't
any
it?
Any excuse. The run we're on at the moment, it can only be a good thing.
It's the fact you put it on over your headphones that I really like. It's lovely to see.
It looks a bit Wallace and Gromit, I think.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. So, are we ready to get down to business?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. The first word I gave Nicola this morning was new. N-E-W, new.
Old.
Correct.
Yes.
Peanut.
Butter.
Yes. Also yes. Correct. Rain. R-A-I-N. Rain.
Oh, there are many, many, I suppose, but drops.
Oh.
Has to be the one, doesn't
no.
it?
No. Nice. No. Nice, though. Raincoat.
Raincoat.
Nicola,
yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Like, yeah.
Oh, take that hat off, you're a disgrace. Let's do the remaining 2 words. What have you got for January?
February.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And what have you got for glasses or glasses?
Glasses. That's a weird one. Glasses case.
Oh, that's good. That is good. No, it was the precursor to glasses, as we decided we're going to call it. Reading glasses. Right.
Well, you got 3, which is Nottingham Forest score last night.
Yes,
exactly. That's nice.
It's all connected.
The bobble hat. It is. It doesn't help Nicola in any way, shape,
that
or form.
Makes Nicola Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Yeah, after she took the time to teach us how to weigh a dog and all. but no, old butter coat February reading. So it kind of sounds a bit Alan Bennett. Old butter coat February reading. Nicola, thanks for tuning on 9. We'll speak to you again real soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Indeed. The final bye. It means we're going to be playing 5 words, 5 grand again tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
For the first time in 2025, we're adding to the tattoo map of the UK. We're doing it with your help. Last year, we covered off so many different topics. It really was a fantastic year for this because you guys do not mind sharing. And so, what I'm asking you today is about the tattoos you have that could be under the umbrella of regrettable quotes, passages of text, song lyrics. Did you see an affirmation on Instagram and think, yes, that belongs on my lower back? So whatever it may be, get in touch at 8, 12, 15. And as I said about an hour ago, if you show me yours, I'll show you mine. So what's quite interesting about my rubbish tattoos is that on my left arm, and I've spoken about this many times.
Yeah, I knew about the symbol that you had. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've got some Cantonese writing on my left arm, which I got when I was 17 years old.
Yeah.
Now, I've been asked about this on numerous podcasts when I've been a guest. I even wrote an article about it for The Guardian, and I got it done. And when I got it done, there's no point in this talky bit for me pretending being 28, okay? So let's just move on.
Oh,
so when I got it, when I first got it...
The veil is slipped.
When I... very, very thin veil it was as well.
You're 27.
You've gone backwards. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm going to go back to it tomorrow and then no one's going to mention it. Anyway, so when I first got these two bits of Cantonese writing done on my arm, the top one was supposed to mean protect the ones you love from evil, and the bottom one was supposed to mean be brave at heart. Yeah. And when I first got them done, tattoos weren't a big thing. Like, you know, your plumber didn't come over with 2 full sleeves. No, you know what I mean? You just got a spider web on his face. Yeah. It just didn't happen, right? So it was quite low. Oh, you got a tattoo? Oh,
Wow. And then it went into, oh, you've got really rubbish tattoos. Yeah, I've got many tattoos. Yeah. Look at your stupid tattoos. Yeah,
went from exotic to passe in about five years, didn't it?
But they stay on my arm, and, you know, I'm even thinking about getting them removed this year, but that's for a different show. Oh, that's a different story arc, ladies and gentlemen.
But this other one, I had no idea. I don't know how I haven't seen it, to
be honest. Is the thing. Because those ones have been so rubbish, I thought the one that I've got on my right shoulder was the cool one. But it turns out, as I was thinking about having them removed, it's not that cool at all.
No.
Because it's a quote from a poem that I got done in about 2004. Mm. And it says across, you know, like a rainbow, in, I think, the Microsoft font would be Brush Script, which is quite close to Comic Sans. Right? in a rainbow arc of my show, it says Footprints in the Sand.
Oh, deep.
Which was a poem that someone told me, the person I was dating at the time, told me this poem. I'd never heard about it. And I started to cry and well up at the concept of it about, you know, friendship and what it meant. You know, and for other people, it has other meanings, but I looked at it as friendship and being there for your friends. Wow. And I was so moved, I thought, I need to get that tattooed on my shoulder. That's going to be my cool tattoo. Wow. And it really isn't.
I thought you'd have pebbles on a beach. It's more mod, isn't it? That would be more fitting for you.
Also, the idea that someone you're dating is telling you about the importance of friendship and what it's like to be friends and how you just want to be friends from now on.
Well, also because of her, I got zoned tattooed across my back. That's so weird. You say that, Glenn, all the pieces have fallen into place. So there we go. I've showed you mine. Show me yours. 8-12-15. I'm slightly red in the face now. I want regrettable quotes, passage of text, song lyrics, whatever it may be.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Tallulah in Shepherd's Bush has just got in touch with the show to remind us all that, of course, in 2006, Footprints in the Sand was a huge hit record for Leona Lewis.
Oh, of course.
And I loved it so much I got it tattooed on my right shoulder.
The real backstory.
Matt, you've got bleeding love on your ankle, haven't you?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I also have a Chinese tattoo on my arm that was supposed to be my daughter's name. But when I was in a Chinese restaurant years ago, the server translated it as Squirrel Longhand.
That's a lovely name. Yeah.
Squirrel Longhand. That's coming from Rob.
Amazing.
Squirrel Longhand, the superhero we didn't know we needed in 2025. Good morning, team. I have the lyrics to the Gareth Southgate song on my leg.
Oh, no.
Looking back on when we first met, I cannot escape and I cannot forget. Southgate, you are the one. You still turn me on. Football's coming home again.
Oh, dear.
Forgetting it changed to Tuchel or...
Dave from Huntingdon says, I've got the French lyrics of Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. I want your love and I want your revenge. Je vis ton amour et je vis ta vengeance.
Oh, wow.
My tattoo was supposed to say, live fast, die young. But I was young, and I got the quote wrong, and it reads, live fast, die old. keep them coming. We're going to squeeze some more in there on the way. The number is 8-12-15. I'm looking for the tattoos you have that are regrettable quotes, passages of text, song from lyrics from songs, etc., etc.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where once again we are fully focused on our dear, darling friends, smothered in DIY benefits. Wix. They want to celebrate the tradesperson in your life with the Wix Tradesperson of the Year. Is there a tradesperson in your life who has gone above and beyond the call of duty? Do they turn up on time, finish the job to perfection? Do they save you time and money by going the extra mile? If so, head to the website absoluteradio.co.uk/win right now to nominate your tradesperson of the year. Pen an ode to your terrific tradie. Tell us about them. Come on air, we'll have a chat. This is your chance to pass on to them £5,000 in cash and £5,000 to spend in store at Wix, which is exactly what David has done. Hello, David.
Morning, David and the team.
How you doing, my friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good. Good. Okay. So, yeah. I like it. Excellent. What, hello, David. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you ready to do this, David? Who's the tradesperson in your life, David?
Yeah, Joe Hersey, painter and decorator extraordinaire.
Joe, the painter and decorator extraordinaire. So tell us a little bit about Joe. When did Joe first come into your life?
10 years ago when we moved into this house. We got to know by word of mouth. She never advertises, it's just by word of mouth.
Right,
and
okay.
And she's done our house and lots of other people's.
Right, so, I mean, they say that's the best thing, is it? Word of mouth, which is why...
Recommendations,
when when we hang up the phone, David, you've got to go and tell three of your friends about this breakfast show,
yeah,
OK?
Yeah, that's why we don't advertise it on telly.
No, we don't, that's why. It's not for budgetary reasons. Yeah. It's because we just like you all telling your mates about it.
Yeah, so we get people to stand on train platforms and go, have you heard about this show?
Just tap on the shoulder. What are you listening to? No, you're doing it all wrong. David, it is time to hear your ode to the painter and decorator extraordinaire. That is Joe. Here we go.
Joe is a painter and decorator extraordinaire with competitive prices that are honest and fair. In her capable hands, you've nothing to fear for your home and possessions, which you hold very dear. Some know what they want, but if you don't have a clue, she'll give friendly advice and supply paint charts too. Preparation is everything, she always says. Years of experience have perfected her ways. Always a smile and a kind word too. Sometimes a joke for a laugh she will do. The end result is totally sublime. Gloss like glass and perfect paint lines.
Oh my goodness.
Lovely.
When David first came on, he seemed a bit befuddled by what was going on, but that's because he's got the heart of a poet! And he's tugging at those strings.
Lovely stuff.
David, how does it feel to hear that back? Do you think that Joe might be a bit creeped out by you, or are you happy with it?
Yeah, that's fine.
David, it was great having you on the show. Thank you for talking to us about Joe. We may be speaking to her again on Friday, where she will be crowned the Wix Tradesperson of the Year. For now, give it up for David, everybody. There he is. Well done, David. Nicely done. So join Wix Trade Pro today and save 10% every time you shop. Sign up at wix.co.uk or download the Wix Trade Pro app. And if you want to nominate a tradesperson in your life, it's simple. Head to absoluteradio.co.uk/win right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, where we've spent a portion of the broadcast discussing your regrettable quote tattoos, passages of text, song lyrics, affirmations from Instagram, whatever it may be. I divulged that on my right shoulder for some years now I've had footprints in the sand written there. A touching tribute to Leona Lewis's 2007 mega hit. I'm sure we'll all agree.
I really did love it.
Dave, I have a sleeve on my right arm. Not an actual sleeve, but the words... a sleeve.
Oh, no.
Someone at work asked me how old I was when I got it done. I was 41.
Oh, no.
It was last year. Esquire. Oh, lovely. We've got a voice note, because you can voice note us now. 0330123 1215. This is from listener Jen.
Morning, Dave and team. It's Jen from Liverpool. And just walking to work and heard that you're looking for regrettable tattoos. So I have on my collarbone the word dignity in a music note, because my favourite song is Deacon Blue Dignity. However, the majority of stuff that I wear, you can only either see dig or dignity and not the music note. And everyone thinks I'm trying to clarify that I do actually have dignity.
Thank you very much indeed, Jen. And finally for this, incredible work. Hi, Dave. Hi, team. My name is Jim. And when I was 19, I had my ex-wife's name tattooed on my left shoulder. I used to get a lot of people ask me, why do you have your nan's name tattooed on you? Even after I divorced Phyllis... I had to have it covered up.
A classic memory.
Oh, wonderful stuff. Thank you, everybody. The Tattoo Map of the UK will return with a different topic for us to discuss next week here on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, yes, I have launched the No Repeat Guarantee, meaning you will not be played the same song twice between this moment in time and space, right through till 5 p.m.
And we press pause on all that musical goodness just for a moment, for good cause, because it's time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
I hear whispers of new Pew.
Yes, that is true. Josh Pew clip of the week time. And a bit of a departure for him this time. He's done a sort of parody of influencers who set themselves challenges and then document their progress to show how great they are. And his challenge is not the one you might expect.
2025 is all about levelling up. So I set myself a challenge of brushing my teeth every day for a whole year. Now, I just like to do it in the morning. I heard you can do it at night time, but morning just suits my busy routine.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Here I am. Coming into my bathroom, I'm going for the Colgate option, which is recommended to me. It's a triple action, which saves me, I presume, using three toothpastes instead of the one. And I'm going manual, just to build up my confidence initially. And yeah, so follow my journey, guys. This is me brushing my teeth, quite tentative initially, building it up gradually. And yeah, it's kind of a weird sensation, quite a minty taste. Not sure what I was expecting, really. One thing I have found is make hot drinks taste quite funny. Which, yeah, I love my morning coffee. This is me getting quite overwhelmed with a new challenge. Just thanks to the support around me, family, friends.
Amazing. You can do it, Josh. We've got you.
We got your back, Josh. He's nailed it there, hasn't he?
He really have. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. That is it. Once again, it is time for us to bid you farewell and thank you profusely for tuning into the show. If you missed any of it, if you were part of it, if you sent in a text and you don't know whether we read it out, or if you were part of Five Words, Five Grand, or part of the Wix Fix and you want to hear yourself back on the radio, well, you can do. The show's on demand in the free Rayo app, or you can wait patiently for the latest edition of the Daily Podcast. Matt.
Yes.
Its name. Squirrel Longhands. I think I've already got a winner. A touching tattoo tribute to Leona Lewis. The vegan abattoir. And James Brown is like the bat signal to Matt Dyson.
Yeah, Squirrel Longhands from listener Rob. It was meant to be his daughter's name in Chinese. An amazing translation.
Yeah.
It has to be that, doesn't it?
100%. It has to be Squirrel Longhands. That is the name of the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. Right, up next, across all nine of our playlists, we will continue the no repeat guarantee, and you'll get the details on how you can be in the draw to win £200,000 by the end of the week, plus a bonus bit of cash at 3 p.m. every day, as every day is payday. As I say, the details are coming up next. As for us, we'll be coming up tomorrow, 6 a.m. Till then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.